Now, are women more difficult to work for than men? Well, that's not a question I would even dare to speculate on. However, our resident queen of controversy, Lucy Kellaway of the Financial Times newspaper, is less shy and tackles the issue head-on in this week's Talk for the Programme.
A couple of weeks ago, a young woman manager in Hong Kong sent me the following message. As a female, I've found working under men easier than under women. Most of my friends agree. Mostly, female managers are not easy to get on well with. They're sensitive and emotional and focus too much on the details. I found this creed occur a bit lowering. I thought we'd moved on from the female boss from hell cliché. I thought there was now a new, happier cliché about women at work. We are less hierarchical, more nurturing, and highly emotionally intelligent, making us perfect leaders for the companies of the future. However, last week I was sent a book called I Can't Believe She Did That, Why Women Betray Other Women at Work, by Nan Mooney. Inside are many examples of women being perfectly beastly to each other. The book makes grim reading, but the reason for this is it all rings so true. The difficulty for women, argues Miss Mooney, is that we're torn between the desire to bond with and support each other and the desire to compete. The two things clash horribly. She argues that as women are bad at dealing with conflict, we don't deal with problems head-on and become sneaky and devious instead. The book has made me examine my own feelings, and what I find there is ugly. Almost all my competitive angst is directed at other women rather than at men. Fortunately, there are no women doing similar jobs to me on the Financial Times, which means I'm not up to any nasty tricks at present. Women's high level of emotional intelligence is meant to make us a joy as managers, but I suspect this cuts both ways. Very emotionally literate people know exactly how to read others. We know precisely where each other's weak spots are and can go for the jugular. I can think of one former colleague who, instead of competing with me directly, did so through my children, endlessly pointing out that hers were brighter than and generally superior to mine. There's also the question of being hard-working and demanding. Women who demand a lot of themselves demand a lot of others too, particularly when the others are female. You see this in families. Many mothers I know are much harder on their daughters than on their sons. There's also the issue of the thin skin. Lots of women, and here I speak with deep personal experience, have exceedingly thin skins, and working for an insecure boss is one of the worst things there is. To my distress, I seem to have manoeuvred myself into the position of agreeing with my correspondent from Hong Kong. However, I can think of two things that make my conclusion less grim. The first is sample size. There are still few enough women managers to make all generalizations statistically dodgy. And if I step away from stereotypes for a minute and think about how I actually relate to people at work, I find that there are people of both sexes I like working with, and people of both sexes I can't stand the sight of. This is Lucy Kellaway for the BBC's World Business Report.